stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, welcome to Banter with the Boys Fast Laps.
I was flying, Joe.
We are back after Belgian Grand Prix Spa-Francorchamps.
Great
I'm
intro.
Here hosting this week, I guess.
Yep.
With the one, the only, Schmelzy. The infamous. How are you doing, Schmelzy?
Good.
This is
weird being on this side.
I was going to say, you're in someone else's seat today.
I'm in someone else's seat.
Yeah.
You just opened the show because I was busy flying.
You were.
I feel weird right flying. Now. This is weird. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, this is kind of what we were doing for a while, you know, just you and me, especially at the end of last season. It was just you and me for a good while, like almost half of the season, I would say.
But we were blessed to get Mike as an addition.
We were blessed to get Mike. Yeah. And we love all of our past guests as well.
For sure.
Past co-hosts for sure. And such. Mike did unfortunately perish due to work this week.
No, Mike did not perish.
He did perish
he
due to
well
work.
Alive. He's doing his best Carlos Sainz impression.
He is. Mike will be
God,
back though. Work just got the better of him this week.
Got the better of him.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Mike is coming back to attack you, I hope.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
But no, yeah, work has sucked this week. That's all right. Kev's here.
Kev.
What's up, Kev? He says sad, eh? Sad. Anyway, let's move on. Holy crap. Belgian GP recap.
Let's get into it. Oh,
God. I was flying. Did you guys see that? If you're on YouTube, you would have seen Joe just flying right now.
Yeah, let's kick it off, right? I guess I am hosting this week. It was a joke, but I think I'm going to just host
just
this
go
week.
For it.
I'm just going to go
for let's
this
go
week.
For
so,
it. No, Mike, no, it's all weird.
We've, of course, forgot to mention it last week. It was a sprint weekend, so we got one practice, and then we got sprint quali sprint, and then race quali.
Should we predict
race.
Sprints from now on? Nah, it's doing too much.
No. Maybe we'll look at something next year. I think it's too much, though.
We should predict pole next year.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal. We could do that. So I didn't have anything on the practice session that happened. I think I did watch a quick recap, but I don't think anything crazy happened.
I was watching Alpine, so I quit watching.
I do have one.
They were 19
funny,
and 20, I'm pretty sure.
I do have one FP1. Funny note to
I'm
make
sorry,
about Alpine. Yeah, I do have one funny note to make about Alpine during the race. But sprint quali, A couple of things happened. We saw Hamilton go off at the new bus stop chicane at the end of his sprint quali one lap. There wasn't a crash, but that did knock him out.
He had an interesting
of sprint
weekend
quali
in general.
One. He did. He
just
was a
interesting,
very interesting
up
weekend.
And down.
Very bad qualifying weekend.
Yes.
Antonelli also out in SQ1 in 20th.
I got a lot to say.
Bad weekend for him as well. Yeah. Start of qualifying two was delayed due to gravel from Kimi's first run. There was actually a very big sweat in sprint quali two. Both McLarens were almost knocked out. I believe it was Norris that was like two positions away from elimination. It was just really, really, really high evolution on the track, and neither of them got good laps in. So that was a bit of a sweat while I was watching. And then to finish it off, Russell out in SQ2 along with Tsunoda, which is, you know, kind of par for the course at this point. But
not
our
a bad,
quali.
Yeah.
Sorry?
No. I was just going to say, not a bad regular quali for Yuki.
Oh, yeah. But. No. Yeah, definitely not. Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad regular quali. And he actually did end up doing better in the actual quali itself. We did see him get into the top 10, along with Hadjar and Lawson right behind him.
Lawson, yeah.
Bortoleto, too, also getting into the top 10.
Bortoleto had a good weekend. Mm-hmm.
Race quali. So during the sprint race itself, Verstappen did get ahead very early, took the lead, and then kept the lead. And so it was Verstappen, Piastri, to Norris. And then inside the points, we actually got Bearman and Hadjar. And Ocon with fifth in the sprint.
Yeah,
that was
a
big mention. Unfortunately,
Haas,
just the sprint, so didn't get the crazy amount of points, but crazy good showing, I would say. The one thing I wanted to note about Alpine is that Gasly, I think, was starting ninth. He did his formation lap. He went into the pits. The race started, and he came out two laps later, two laps behind, and finished the race that like that. So something happened to him. I just thought it was crazy that I thought he was retiring, but he came back out on track and finished the race. And the commentators were calling it just like extra practice for him, which
I mean, hey, idea, with quali the next day,
yep,
for the GP,
same day.
I'm sorry, yeah, correct. Why not?
Yep, you're totally right.
It is weird though. It is a little different.
Yeah, and then the only note Alpine I have for the race Alpine quality, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The only note I have for race quality is Hamilton out in Q1 again. So, I mean, do we want to start there? Just talk about Hamilton and Red Bull. Do we want to start somewhere else? Maybe a little higher. Maybe the dominant team. We want to start.
What do you mean talk about Hamilton and Red Bull?
I'm sorry, Hamilton. Did I say Red Bull? I meant Ferrari.
Oh, yeah. I was like, was there some dramatic news that I don't know about?
Hamilton to Red Bull.
Where's the tinfoil hat?
Right behind you.
Nah, not worth it. It was a joke. Let's just start at the McLarens. Give them their flowers. Yeah. Nothing else to say, really, at least for me as a non-McLaren fan, other than what a performance.
Yeah.
Sucks for Lando, though, actually. There was multiple miscues for Lando as a driver, and then the mechanics let him down, too. That mid-race box at, like, lap 22-ish or whatever, that front left tire putter on her guy, man, big mess up, dog. He messed up once, tried to reset, messed up again, and then finally got it on. But by that, I mean, a good pit is, what, 2 seconds?
2.0. I mean, that's a really good pit, like 2.3.
2.0 is crazy, right? But, like, you'd be happy with 2.2, 2.3. Yeah, I mean, you're costing crazy time. And then Lando locking up a couple times.
The biggest moment, he had a really weird restart because we did instead of doing a standing start,
First of all,
we had a huge delay. An hour and a half, I think. Maybe a little less. Instead of starting a standing start, we decided to do a rolling start. It's funny you say you disliked it. It's funny you say you disliked it because I actually have one of the notes that Mike did give me when he called me earlier.
He loves it.
Was that as much as it made the start boring, he actually is glad they did a rolling start because of how dangerous Spock just can be in general.
Well, and they didn't turn on DRS for a long time.
While it's wet, they wouldn't, right?
Right. And that track was wet for a solid 20 laps until it even started to look like it was drying out.
Yep. Yeah, it definitely was. But I agree. Rolling starts are usually... I prefer standing starts, obviously, but the rolling starts made for an interesting start to the race. Lando had a really weird start. I mean, I think he started like way before the bus stop chicane. I think the reason why he lost his position so quickly was he had a bad turn into turn one, but also he used a lot of his battery on the restart. Oscar just like passed him no issue.
No problem.
And that was it.
It was a weird pass. Also. No problem.
Yep.
And Oscar was... I'm just trying to think of the race as a whole. I mean, he felt immaculate.
I don't think he had really many issues at all.
Yeah. So Stella came out and said that they were kind of, quote, racing like champions. And I mean, that's the truth. They're 1-2, right, in the standings right now. So they're literally fighting for the championship as well. Of course, McLaren coming out doing their thing. You got anything else on them? Oh, I did want to ask.
Yeah.
That rolling start, you could see just the, what do they call it? The rain coming off the tires. There's a word for it.
Displacement.
The spray.
The spray. Displacement. Water displacement. Yeah.
You got a word for it, Kev? Spray. He says spray. Spray. So the spray. Have you played or raced in a wet race yet on F125? I assume you have.
Yes, I have.
So how? There sounds like there's a story behind here. So first, this is a two-parter. First part. How difficult is it to see in the game with the spray? Do they make it pretty realistic?
I don't think visibility is too bad. It's definitely not.
Because on that rolling start behind the McLarens, I'm like, you can't see anything, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm never behind anyone in the game. So, you know, I don't have. Right, Kev?
Sorry. I'm a realist. I know where I belong.
I think visibility is okay. I don't think they make it very good at being like looking good and realistic. Okay. But like, you
know. Which would be tough, I would imagine. Yeah. I'm no graphic.
They also don't want you to be completely blind, right? But I mean, even though it would be kind of cool.
Make it as real as it's a simulation game. Make it as real as it's supposed to be. Just so you can barely see the little red light and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You know, oh well. Yeah. Anyway, so what's the story on the
wet racing is just sucks. It's okay, I guess. Like, The problem is not the wet racing, or rather the wet driving. The problem is the wet racing against the AIs, because they are not as affected. They do not have, they don't have the same level of tire wear as the player does.
Can you adjust that?
No.
Really? No.
I mean, you could turn down their difficulty, and then you could be
faster.
That's
one thing that you could do in NASCAR Heat 5, which is like 6 years old.
Increase or decrease the tire heat of your opponents?
The tire wear of the AI specifically for online races, too. Interesting. You can even do it for online races.
Yeah, no, I think the only thing you can do with the AI is change their difficulty and change the rate that they get the resources at, which is out of race. So
interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. So, yeah, I mean, like, I'm not the only
one.
That
would be annoying.
Like, our current F1 esports champion said the exact same thing. It's just a problem right now with the game. So
that sucks.
Mike and I, in our co-op career, we've completely said if we get another wet race, we're just going to simulate and move on. We're not
Dang, that bad, huh?
Yeah, it's like
you guys
impossible.
Play a lot, so like I feel like you'd want the challenge, but if it's literally impossible, like you said, then what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. And we tried playing this weekend, and the last patch actually broke the game for us. So we're not even playing F1 25
oh
right
my
now.
Gosh.
So we actually did some online races, like with other people. I got griefed once. It was actually, for the most part, it was okay. But I got one race where someone just sent it into the back of my car, and then. Yeah.
So about us racing. You might see that. I'm gonna try not to.
Yeah, but you won't do it. This guy was definitely doing it on purpose. Like,
oh,
it was
on purpose?
No way.
Oh,
he
I would never play F1 to crash on purpose. If I'm doing that, I'm going to NASCAR.
100% doing it on purpose.
Which, by the way, not to plug it, there's a new NASCAR game coming out this fall, and it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
I saw just minor gameplay, and it looked really awesome, so I can't wait.
I feel like Heat didn't get very good reviews, did it?
Heat 5 was decent because everybody went back to Heat 5 after Ignition 21 or whatever. Okay. Just sucked. Sucked. It was garbage. So everybody started playing Heat 5, and that's why you can still play online this many years later, which is crazy because usually that gets shut down. You know,
is it,
so
Heat 5 is a few years old then.
Oh yeah. Heat 5 is. Sorry, F1 fans. I know you don't.
Yeah,
give
I was about to say we're talking
about
NASCAR game right now. Yeah, I just feel
July
like
July 2020.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I was looking at a NASCAR like a Heat game, and it had like bad like mixed reviews on Steam or something. So I was like, I just won't touch it.
No NASCAR game has been good since like NASCAR like 14.
It's kind of like
NASCAR F1. 08 was good, you know.
Kind of like F1.
And then
yeah.
2003, what is it? Something to Daytona, Road to Daytona? No, I didn't even. Why am I forgetting that? Anyway, whatever. Let's get back on F1. Holy crap.
Yeah.
If you want a NASCAR pod, let me know. I'd probably run
TLDR,
one.
Game's bad. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, good thing. We got through McLaren so far. Awesome.
Let's do it.
So we got a roll. Ferrari.
Ferrari
actually looked great.
Yeah.
Hamilton struggled with quali, obviously. I still don't understand what was going on there. But what a GP. And I think he got driver of the day.
He did?
Yeah. And
yeah,
I mean,
by a good amount, too.
And I mean, starting back there in the wet, too, and battling all the way. I mean, what a, for Europe words, what a mega drive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like, Europe words, unbelievable. Good thing I'm good on the fly. But yeah, no, seriously, mega drive from Hamilton. Great day. Still has that skill for sure. It was just
definitely
fun to see. Good drive.
It's sad we don't get more of that. I feel like we lack it a lot. But maybe was they have an upgrade last race, or was it this race that they had their upgrade?
So funny enough, I thought it was last race. But funny enough, I just saw a meme about their upgrades, how they're called like the 007 crew now.
Oh yeah,
Charles and Hamilton. The zero is like zero wins. The other zero, I can't remember what the other zero was. Gosh, this was going to be good. And then the seven was seven upgrades that have done nothing. I was like, oh my
God. That's so rough, bro.
But Leclerc's on the podium.
Yeah. I mean, you know? Yeah, was he? Because Verstappen was. No, Leclerc started third.
Verstappen's still struggling with that car, man.
Leclerc kept him behind, you know?
Yep.
Verstappen
finished
him,
only
so.
Like a second and a half behind, I think, if I remember right. But
you are correct. It was literally a second. Yeah, a second and a half. Yep.
Sweet. But yeah, no, Verstappen.
And Leclerc 20 seconds behind Norris, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, literally a league of their own, the McLarens, unfortunately.
Yeah, I
would have
love
been
to see
better if it was a standing start? Because they really pulled off immediately. And then DRS didn't kick on till way later. Like, is that a big factor to the
McLarens?
Let's
talk about it.
I don't think it is a big factor because the McLarens have been so freaking dominant the last few, you know what I mean? But, like, do you think that played? Because when did DRS come on?
It was probably halfway distance around. So here's my thing.
Great Williams hat, by the way. We didn't touch on that yet.
Thank you. It's a good one. Yep. I like it. Yep. I should have worn my Mercedes because it was a 1-2, but like I'm wearing blue.
You mean your McLaren. Like,
oh my gosh. I am not. I'm so sorry. I'm not here today. I'm just checked out mentally.
Be here with me, Joe.
Sorry, I'm going to fly.
That's crazy. So, I shouldn't have said that.
on a standing start, P1, not a good position to be in. Like we saw last year, there's a possibility Norris doesn't just lose one position, but he loses two or three just because of how chaotic it can be. So I think probably the best result Norris could have gotten at the start of the race, just because, I mean, historically his starts are better this year.
Yeah, are better this year, but historically bad.
Not great.
Just bad.
So I think the start could have shaken things up a little bit. I think Norris probably could have fallen. I think Piastri would have still gotten ahead, though.
And won the race?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, okay. Oh, he's ahead, and he's not leaving that spot. Unless Norris is, like, right there.
He's gonna
fight
to the death.
Yeah. Maybe Piastri gets ahead first turn. Norris is right behind up of Eau Rouge. And then on that next straight, Norris gets ahead there. But, like, otherwise, I think Piastri's taking it no matter what.
But even at the end, Norris was actually charging hard. Now, whether his tires would have held on the last lap, I don't know. And we saw him go wide because he locked up again with, like, three laps left, maybe. He was charging hard. And he was starting
he had a couple of issues.
Get that gap. I thought he made it like 2 seconds, and then he locked up again, and then it was 4 seconds.
Yep.
Or went wide on a turn. But
yeah, they were talking about it a lot. We were watching it. He was on a completely different tire strategy than Piastri. He went super long. I think it was was he on just a one stop, or was Piastri on the one stop? I can't remember. He was on a completely different strategy, though.
I think Piastri one stopped. Whether that was the original strategy, but I really feel like Piastri one stopped.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Either way, I think Lando's tires were technically newer, though, than Piastri's. And, yeah, he just kept on locking up. Dude. He kept pushing them way too hard.
I just don't understand what's up with
that. Yeah, his engineer was like, listen, you are faster than him without having to do all this pushing.
All this extra stuff.
Just drive naturally. Yeah. And, he just couldn't make it done, which is fine. It's still a McLaren 1-2. Obviously my predictions wanted it this way.
He was drinking too much
Red
Bull before. He was just antsy. You
know? Yeah, probably. Sorry, we keep regressing
back
to McLaren.
Sorry, Ferrari fans. We mentioned literally nothing about Ferrari, and unfortunately we got to move on. So we talked about McLaren instead. Sorry. Red Bull. Max Verstappen, P4. Tsunoda, better weekend. I think I agree with Mike. I think Tsunoda starts in the car in 2026. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any reason not to. Hopefully the 2026 car is more geared towards just drivers in general, not Max Verstappen, you know, and since they got to start over, hopefully that happens. And I'm actually really curious. We've never really talked enough about Red Bull on the show because they're so good and we hate them. Well, we don't hate them. Red Bull fans, stay here because I think there's going to be a lot to talk about with Red Bull going forward. Obviously, news came out this weekend. Max Verstappen's going nowhere. We'll touch on it. But with that, I think you do start Yuki in there. And then now, like I said, new regs, new car, maybe a fresh start for them. And maybe they can actually take some of Yuki's suggestions. Not that they're not. We don't know that. But I think Red Bull as a whole is going to be really interesting to just watch in the next literally 12 months. From now until next summer break, real curious to see where they're at.
Yep, me too. I think it's smart that they keep him. I think with Laurent Mekies on the team, I think there's even more of a chance that they do keep
him.
Sure. I can't remember.
He loves him.
I know this is Mike's point. I can't remember if he said this last week, but if he didn't, he made a good point to me at least that Laurent Mekies has always been a champion of Tsunoda.
No, he did say that. I think
he did say that. I think there's a really good chance that he keeps him on, and they should. I think he's a good driver. They just have a bad car right now. And maybe they make a car that both of them can drive. And I'm curious to see if it nerfs Max a little bit because he might have to change his driving style a little, maybe. Who knows?
I think it's just a new chapter for Max.
Sure.
You know, I think he still can. Well, actually, I don't even know if I want to say he could still win a WDC because we have no idea who else is going to have a decent car.
Yep.
We can assume Red Bull, McLaren, Ferrari, Mercedes are probably going to have a somewhat decent car. coming, maybe Aston, we don't know, mm-hmm. right? Somewhat decent car to start the season.
We
literally have no idea.
Yeah, we can't count out Aston with Dewey. So,
and I can't count out Max Verstappen.
No, definitely not. You know what I mean? You cannot.
But I think they're probably onto something. He's going to have to change the way he drives, and the car's way smaller, right? Yep.
I could unfortunately kind of count out McLaren just because they have two really good drivers, but obviously they need a car to drive, and they're going to win constructors, which means that they're going to get less wind tunnel time than everyone else with new specs. So they're already going to be great on the back point. Foot, unfortunately.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
They could still build a rocket ship, and it won't matter. We've seen Red Bull do it four years in a row. I think Zach
Brown wants to punch you in the face right now.
Why?
You're wrong!
I want to be wrong. I'd love to be wrong.
I want
to
get punched. Punch me in the face.
We keep going back to McLaren. Who are we talking about? Mercedes? No, Red Bull.
Red Bull. We haven't even reached Mercedes.
Yeah, yet. Red Bull. I think you cannot count Max out, right? So, I mean, next year he's going to be at least trying to fight for wins.
100%. Who doesn't want to win another WC?
I'll even go as far as to say he's the only person I can count on that will have a win next year. The only person.
Okay, for sure, locked in one win.
For sure, locked in. Max will at least get one win next year. Fair enough. There's no way he doesn't.
Fair enough. What about a guy like George Russell?
George Russell, he is Mr. Consistent. He kind of just sneaks his way into podiums.
I know. And he finished P5.
Has he gotten a win this year yet?
Yeah.
He has gotten a win?
Where was that? Yeah, he's got one, though. I think it's only one.
Canada.
Was it Canada?
It was Canada. Yeah, okay. Yes. I mean, you can't count him out. He might sneak in for a win next year. There's a chance he doesn't get any more wins this year. I don't know. Mercedes is just so up and
it's
down.
It's just so weird. And the way Antonelli raced is partially Antonelli, too.
I feel like, that was weird. He had a bad weekend.
It was a really bad weekend for him. And, like, I was thinking about an earlier show. I can't remember which week it was. Probably after one where Antonelli got points. And I was like, you know, I wake up on Sunday curious what Antonelli's going to do today, you know? And I can't do that anymore. Like, that's what an idiot. Stupid. because he looked like crap, dude. Yeah, like, seriously. I mean, just bad decisions all over the place, driving off the track, blowing through corners. It was just a bad weekend. So hopefully he can reset and get after it. I don't know if it was because it was wet. I think it's a mixture of, you know, Mercedes also just not being an elite car right now. But what did I put there? Oh, so Mercedes is actually, this probably already happened by the time today. I'm not sure. But Mercedes is holding like a whole, do I dare say, like company meeting, you know, with the drivers and all the mechanics. And they're going to try to figure this thing out, figure out why performance since the win has been so poor. Like they got the win and then it's just been going downhill. So
an all hands team meeting
yeah, for sure. So we'll see what happens at the Hungaroring, right?
Yep. You got it.
Okay. I was like, is it row or raw? Oh well. So we'll see, you know. But yeah, Antonelli not good. He needs a rebound. He was kind of up there for rookie of the year for me.
Really?
I mean, Yeah. He was playing nice. And then, you know, Hadjar's had a good year. He finished P20 in a lap down this race. You know, Bierman's kind of been there, but kind of not. So now I don't know. Bortoleto just had a great weekend.
He did.
We'll talk about him in a second. Mm-hmm. Like, so I don't know anymore. You know what I mean? I think, but you got to look, for rookie of the year, you'd have to look at the whole body of work.
You can't just, yeah,
not just how they
can't
end, but I'd be concerned if they end poorly.
Yeah, you definitely can't discount Kimi. I mean, he's in the better car than all of them, but like,
and that's another thing to look at when you're looking at like quote unquote rookie there. Do they even do that?
No.
But I mean, so we're gonna,
well, actually, they might do that. I don't know.
They should.
F1,
they
like,
should this year. There's six of them.
Yeah.
Ah, that's true. There's not always new rookies. Like last year, we didn't have a rookie, right? Or did we have one? I don't think so. Because Joe was the year before.
They do have a Rookie of the Year award. Yeah, they do have. Okay. They have an FIA like award ceremony.
Okay.
During the winter break.
Sure.
So
yep.
they do give out a rookie. I believe Piastri got Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. That would make sense.
Best performing and it includes F1 and F2. So Gabby already won Rookie of the Year once.
Okay, now I don't like it. So now we're going to come up with our own Rookie of the Year here on Banner with the Boys, and we got to figure that out.
Yeah, Oscar, Charles, and Alex have all won Rookie of the Year.
And they're all still currently in F1.
And then Gabby won last year for Formula 2. He might have won. I don't know if they combine them both together and just pick one rookie out of both. That seems a little weird. They should.
That's
do
what
one
I mean. If
each.
They combine them, that's what would bug know. Me. You know what I mean? No, I mean good.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, yeah, it's rookie watch this year is good though.
Oh, you
know?
For sure. That's why, like, I keep telling Kev, I can't wait to rip cards when they drop in November. Topps Chrome F1 20. I think they'll call it 25. I hope. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. But I think it drops in November, of course, and the season's pretty much over. So it's like, but we'll have fun. Anyway. Yeah. A couple hobby boxes, you know. Got to foot the bill. Yep. Yeah, you heard it. Anyway, Mercedes. Not. We already talked about them. We just finished. Williams.
Albon in sixth.
Albon, according to the commentators. Albon. But Albon. Either right. Somebody tell us how to say his name, please.
Alexander.
Yeah.
He only lost position to one person. That was Russell. That's it. So,
and he was at that time, his tires were pretty much dead. I'm pretty sure when that happened, if I remember right.
I think so.
And he said he was struggling, and then George.
Yeah, I believe Russell was fighting Albon for a while. If I remember correctly.
And I think he probably wore out his tires fighting him. Mm-hmm. But great, yeah, great race for Albon. Way to get some points. Sainz, not so much, but Sainz kind of struggled all day, actually. But I feel like he was battling early, like mid-pack, and then something just didn't go right. And did he have a bad pit?
I don't know if he had a bad pit. I definitely think he had some issues in the back of the field, though, with other drivers. Yeah,
okay. I just know I don't remember seeing him top 10 almost ever mm-hmm. this race, so... I don't know. Where are Williams in the constructors right now?
I think I have it up right here.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
That should be a good thing I should have up.
Williams.
I'm an idiot. I just Googled constructors, and obviously it's not giving me what
fifth.
I was looking for.
They're fifth by a good margin. They're fifth by 27 points. Kick.
Kick. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Kick. And Kick just got some more points.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Kick,
okay.
Kick is 2 points ahead of Racing Bulls at the moment.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so that's going to be a good race. With Liam finishing 8, Bortoletto 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, Williams pretty much has 5th, I want to say, locked up. But Sainz can't be finishing P18.
No, definitely not.
You know, if it's going to be locked up when you got Hülkenberg in 12th and Bortoletto in 9th, Hülkenberg's
they both
two
need
spots
to be getting low
points.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. I mean, you're... partial Williams fan.
I do like
else?
Williams. Yeah. No, not really. I didn't really. I guess there wasn't a lot to really pay attention
to. It was just
kind of.
I mean, the races in general just kind of
mellow.
Happened.
Yep.
You know, it didn't really. Nothing too wild.
No.
Other than
really.
The hour and a half delay, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
Racing Bulls. Liam, P8.
Don't know
good
what
race
I don't
Liam.
Know how that happened.
I mean, I think he had good quality too. No, starting.
Yeah, he started ninth.
So, plus one.
Yeah, who dropped out of the top 10?
Hadjar.
That's correct.
Hadjar had a bad day.
What happened to Hadjar?
I can't remember. I'm going to be honest with you.
I cannot recall what happened to Hadjar. I feel like he pit a lot. Like, I feel like he went to the pits a lot.
Do they give you a thing?
I think they might. Hold on.
Like, oh, yeah. Nah, he only pit twice.
Really?
But all, actually, everyone... that finished P16 or worse, pit twice, and so did Hülkenberg, who was able to finish P12. Everybody else was on a one stop. That's wild. I felt like there was way more stops than that in general.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Both of the pits were normal. I don't know what happened. Did you just fall behind? I wonder if they have... They might have...
I know there was... I remember... Nah, nothing would have happened there because I think Hamilton was passing Liam. That would make sense. When Hamilton almost freaking touched Liam's back wheel. That was crazy. Do you recall that at all? I thought he was about to touch
his back
wheel and give him a puncture or something mm-hmm. late in the race. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Poor Liam. Typical. Anyway, sorry, Liam.
His... time of the day. I don't know what time of the day means. Like, I don't know what that means.
I mean, I'll give you the time of the day. It's 8:19.
No. Oh. Like, his average. So they, I can see fastest lap,
which was Kimi of all people. I'm pretty sure.
It was Kimi, yes. It
after
was Kimi.
After we just slaughtered him.
And he had a 144.8. Hadjar had was last with a 147.6.
So just
he was 2 seconds off the pace.
Wow.
And he was also slowest at an average speed of 211. Maybe he had an issue.
That's what I'm wondering. Because if not, that's big concerns. Let's see. Super painful issue that marred Belgian GP. Just real quick. Sorry. We're gonna
it was a car
moving.
Issue.
Yeah, yep. Car issue. Okay.
Yep.
Joe and I did not have a ton of time to figure this all out. So that's why we're going on the fly. It's all good.
Oh, he was on like new mediums and he had to pit again for hards to, I think, like help an issue or do something with an issue. So he did pit. So he did pit out of place and that ruined his whole race, I think.
Yep,
yeah,
sure. Fair enough. Again, most of the people that pit twice at the bottom of the grid. So makes sense. When most people are running a one stop strategy.
Yep.
Let's see. What do we got? What do we got? Kick Sauber, Bortoleto battling into P9, Hülkenberg finishing P12. There was a time in the race where Bortoleto asked to pass Hülkenberg. They gave him that opportunity and he seized it.
Yep.
Got himself into points. That's a good look for Gabriel.
I don't think I'll ever see a moment where Hülkenberg won't secede his position. Like I think he's a team player.
He's
through
a team
and through,
guy.
So.
No, he's a team guy. And Bortoleto was on him.
He was.
You know, so it was good that he let him pass. And let's see if he can carry this momentum to Hungary into the summer break. I would really like to see that from Bortoleto specifically. Kick in general, yeah, for sure. Hülkenberg, who doesn't like him, right? But from Bortoleto specifically, I'm real curious how he'll end the season because he's been. I mean. Battle in the car. Then we see Hülkenberg start doing well. Now Bortoleto, because Bortoleto had a good weekend in general.
Yep.
So, curious. I mean, is that car just turning around? Do they have any more upgrades to come? Or is this is what we're going to get from Kick now at this point? Or should we be more excited?
Right.
I'm curious to see what they bring out of summer. Anything on Kick for you?
I just had
it's
my
still
last
weird
notes.
Seeing the green cars like in the middle of the pack.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah, it's
and
very
not at the
odd.
Pack.
Very odd. Yeah, I mean, they were doing so badly and now they're doing pretty good. My second note that I got from Mike was good job, Gabby. So he was
good job, Gabby. Yeah,
happy to see Gabby
nice.
Doing so well.
All right. Let's see. I guess it would be Alpine. Gasly fighting to get into points, I would say, with battling again a car that's just not great. The only note I have is that I personally am looking for Alpine to make a change in the second seat coming out of summer at this point.
Who do you think should go in?
I don't know. The season's a bust, so I would say...
it doesn't even matter anymore, man.
It doesn't. So that's why I mean, like, I'm not sure.
I mean, do they give... Duan a second try, or do they give the reserve driver...
I feel like that'd be really weird.
Getting Duhan
to put
Duhan
back in there. I don't hate the idea, but I feel like that would be a weird thing. And then
so
call
you don't
Pinto
think they
instantly.
Should keep you don't. Sorry to cut you off.
No, good.
You don't think they should keep a single driver in and let them learn how to drive a little bit better?
I do, but
I didn't mean that to feel targeted at you.
No,
but
no, no.
It's a valid question.
No, you're
question.
Right. It is a valid question because it's like, how is one going to learn if you don't just keep throwing them to the fire, right? Yeah. But it's such a short leash with Duhan. Has he learned anything else on the Sims? I'd imagine he's still using the same Sims that they are still available to him. Mm. Has he learned anything else? You know what I mean?
I mean, I'd imagine he's gotten worse. If he's not in the car.
If he's not in the car, yeah. Right. And I don't know, do reserve drivers get to run any laps ever? Like, or are they just kind of hanging out? You know what I mean?
Reserve drivers? I don't think so.
So where are they getting...
I think it's noted for, like, junior F2 drivers or F3.
Right, for the FP1 stuff.
I think
so. Right.
Like, reserve can get... They can get in the car, but that's if a driver is out for the weekend.
Do most F1 HQs... I don't know if Alpine's does. Should be something an Alpine fan would know. But do most HQs have a track available to them close by for testing? I'd imagine.
Yeah,
you know
I would
what I mean?
Say so.
So why... Like,
but I don't think they can do it whenever they want. I think they get certain times.
See, and that's... That's interesting. Yeah, I think reserve drivers should be able to get laps in at the practice track kind of whenever. You know, not like oh man, I can't sleep and it's midnight. I'm gonna go turn some laps. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Or at least, hey,
can I borrow the keys? I want to take it for a spin.
And then, and now I was like, or at least have the ability to hop on a sim at midnight. But I was like, that's dumb too. If you break that somehow, so like,
ah. Nah. I mean, the Sims. I feel like the Sims. If you break that, the Sim is like obviously it probably is expensive. But I think there's more of. I'm sure they also have like Sim time. There's way more flexibility with the Sim.
Yeah, I would.
I'm sure
hope
they have
so.
Still have to set time for it, but like.
But I would hope that there's time set aside, or at least available to the reserve drivers to be doing that. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I mean they got to be doing it. They got to stay sharp too, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure like even Toto, like he's probably being asked by other people, like, hey, what are Bottas's sim times looking like?
You know? I was just about to say, I wonder if Alpine, like,
Bottas is
like,
in the mix
hey,
now.
Cadillac, let's get one of your drivers in warmed the seat for the end of the season. We'll just it's fine. Just pay us some money or something.
Cadillac calls LP and they're like, warm Bottas up. And Bottas gets in the car.
Yeah, it's like a bullpen call in the
yeah,
MLB.
Exactly.
Can we get Bottas warming up? Yeah.
You just see a mustache enter the field running with a...
How high of a possibility is that? Probably pretty low.
I don't... But... Yeah, it'd be crazy to see Bottas in an Alpine. But I'm here for it, you know.
Will we see Bottas in Alpine first or Christian Horner in an Alpine shirt first?
Ooh, that is such a good question.
Anyway.
Man, that's such a good question. Because they are looking at Bottas to fill that seat and just see how he does, see if they're just like, you know,
in general,
screw these rookies. Let's get someone who knows how to drive a car and has driven for a long time. In like, just I would say, even like they're already on their BS, right? Just give them like two races. Let's see
what
he does.
Crazy stuff has already been happening at Alpine. They're dead last in the constructors.
Let them set the
record
for
finish there.
Let them set the record for most driver swaps in a season.
I think something crazy could be coming for this out of summer break.
I mean,
and they're finishers though. I don't think they're gonna go catch. I don't think they're gonna go catch Williams,
man.
By any means.
Well, then,
but where are they? You still got constructors pulled up.
Yeah.
How far back are they of second to last?
They are
probably like a solid 30, but I hope not because that's probably done.
Did you say how far they are in second to last?
Yeah. Where like when can they catch the next position? Like how far back are they?
So they're in 10th currently.
Correct. Yeah.
And they are 15 points behind Haas.
15.
They are 16 points behind Aston.
Whoa, season back on. Season back on for Alpine.
15? Okay, let me go ahead and just bring you back down to earth for a second.
Just hold on.
I want you to realize that Alpine's most points they're getting in the weekend is probably going to be like
three.
Six.
Yeah, okay, I said three, so, you know, whatever. But they finished strong.
15
you never
points,
know.
We're back.
Hey, you never know. Alonso and Stroll finished 14 and 17. Where did Gasly finish? 10.
Alpine
they
finished really high last year. They finished fifth, you know, right?
They
like,
did.
They had.
And they finished well.
They woke up in the back end of the year. It could 100% happen. Like, I'm expecting Alpine to get some energy back at the end of the year.
I hope so. I just don't know who it's going to be for that second driver.
Yeah, I don't either. Okay, but I mean, like, we're wasting time here a little, but
it's
that's
fine.
Okay. I don't know if we answered your
question.
You didn't
know that's what we were doing to start?
You said... Okay, I'm sorry. You said the next person they put in is finishing. I don't think I got your answer. Who's it going to be?
Like who?
Let's
for
make
sure?
it a fun little prediction.
Like who for sure is that second seat?
Who do you think is going to fill that second seat? If it's not
Colapinto,
who is it?
Okay, I was like, I was going to be cheeky and say Colapinto, but
you could.
I don't know. I have a gut feeling that there's going to be a change. I don't think it'll be doing. I don't think it'll be Bottas.
Jack Crawford, right?
Is that the next? No, that's a Red Bull driver, Jack Crawford, right?
Oh, you're right.
But Daniel Ricciardo. I don't know. You know, no, I'm just kidding. But I think it would be Colapinto before Bottas, honestly, if I'm being a realist.
You think it could
I'm
still
being a realist.
Keep Colapinto?
The money. You know, it's got to be good. Otherwise, like, dude's not figuring it out right now. But again, it's like you take him out. When is he going to figure it out? So he's got all this upside. So does Jack Doohan. So does every other rookie on this, you know, on the grid. That's why they're in a seat. Everybody else has had a chance to stay in the seat, even struggling. So why is it different at Alpine?
Yeah.
Which, again, goes back to why did Jack Doohan have such a short leash then?
You're totally right.
But again,
I think they
they knew they had Franco Colapinto sitting there, and I think that's the only reason why. If it was a veteran driver sitting and waiting, they would not have pulled Jack Doohan out of the seat. I think it's because I had another young driver sitting there waiting. What's your prediction? Obviously, it's about to change.
I just looked something up quick, and a name popped up that made me smile. And
Mick Schumacher? No, no way. No way.
I think he's driving for Alpine in sports car right now, I think.
I think you're right.
Or at least he drove for Alpine in Le Mans, at least. I don't know if he's right. He's not driving them consistently in sports car. But
did you just Google Mick or what?
I said, who can replace Colapinto in F1? And the first results, no joke, Valtteri Bottas and Mick Schumacher are being considered. This was obviously Google's AI overview.
I didn't even think about Mick, though.
I don't
but it's been, how long, 2 years since he's driven in F1?
Yeah, I don't think he's coming back, unfortunately. Not like that, at least. It'd be wild if they brought Mick back.
What would be his path back?
What would be his path back?
Yeah,
Mick. Probably right
now. You think
so?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any other way, you know?
You don't think Cadillac takes a flyer on him?
Ooh, I think it's really unlikely Cadillac.
I still think it's Bottas and Sergio.
I feel like Bottas is a pretty good bet. I'm leaning towards Sergio too.
And it's BS that we keep getting all these bullcrap memes and like unofficial signed stuff. Nah, call me when he signs a contract.
This one commentator said that they definitely signed these two, and I read the article and was like, he didn't say that at all.
Oh my God.
He just said that. He just said names.
He just said that. All right. We better talk about Haas quick because Mike's probably going to listen to this tonight while he's sitting around.
Could be, yeah.
Bierman, 11. Ocon, 15. That's it, man.
You know, Bierman had a good run.
Bierman
up.
Probably the worst rookie on the grid. No, I'm just kidding. He's been all right. No.
That was so rough.
No. And again, I think with Kimi's struggles, now I have no idea because it's not just this weekend that Kimi struggled. He's kind of been on this downward trend all of a sudden.
Oh, I don't think Kimi's worst rookie of the year, though. It's Lawson, 100%. If we're considering him a rookie, it's 100% Lawson worst rookie of the year. There's
Worst rookie. No. I'm not saying there's a worst rookie of the year.
Were you calling Bierman worst rookie of the year?
As a joke. Yeah. As a joke. No. Yeah, I was definitely sorry.
My inner mic was coming out.
It's all good. Your inner hate for Lawson? I mean, no. Okay.
My love for Bierman, my hate for Lawson comes from Mike.
But I think Antonelli's, I don't even want to say decline. He's just kind of going through a rough patch right now. Because I'm still excited about Kimi. Still think I'm going to be a Mercedes fan next year. We'll find out. But like, you know, with Kimi's kind of decline, I think that's opening more eyes to like guys like Bierman and now maybe Bortoleto, you know, as that quote unquote rookie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see. Bierman's had an okay season. Where's he on driver standings in comparison to Liam?
In comparison to Liam, he's below Liam.
He is below Liam.
He is by 8 points.
Whoa, by 8 points. Yep. Well, Liam had that one good finish, weeks ago? Or was
like
that
a week ago, I think.
Week ago, yeah. About a week ago. No, okay. Anyway.
Is Lawson on an upswing? Maybe.
Is Liam going to be in seat two at Red Bull?
Again?
And not Yuki? No. I'm over that. I think Yuki will be there. Anyway, at least to start.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just Aston, right? We talked about everybody. God, we're just rambling now. Alonso,
yeah,
P17.
Yeah, it's interesting that like we usually go in order of the one who did the best on the team, and we got down to 11, and now we're at Aston 14 and 17. So like one driver of each team did decent, and the other driver typically did not do well. So it's weird to see.
Yeah, that usually is not the case. That's true. We have a lot of teams in the top, a lot of different teams in the top 10.
I think the commentator said that during qualifying. They was like, this is like the first time we're seeing five different teams out. I think it was like out in the qualifying session.
Yeah.
All of them are like five different teams. Yeah. So, yeah.
Is that a good sign? I think so. Competition wise?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's a good sign.
Yeah. Or it's a sign that someone really messed up.
Yeah, sure. Good point.
Which, I mean, it also means that someone that should be up in the
Hamilton.
Top has to fight.
Hamilton,
you know?
Should be out of Q1.
Yep. I wish I watched more of Hamilton's race.
There was also a meme that I saw that was funny. Sorry, I just...
No, please.
We are truly rambling at this point. It was Toto, like, getting down into Kimi's face, like, looking at him like that in the car, saying, Kimmy, I meant finish P1, not out in Q1. I thought that was funny. Anyway, because I read it in his voice. You know?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say it in his voice because I would have messed that up. Aston, anyway, sorry. Sorry, Mike's second favorite team. I think kick passed him. Sorry.
Oh, definitely.
Mike's third favorite team. Mike's one of Mike's hats that he wears. Yeah. Not good. Just not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Nothing more to say. I don't think.
Nope. Before we move on, comm call outs. The only thing that I kind of, it's not even a call out. But later in the race, when Oscar's engineer was kind of asking him, like, hey, we think it's the best strategy to stay on this tire and to do a one stop and just try to take this to the end, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Oscar's saying, you know, there's definitely, you know, deg already. So, you know, we'll see. I'm not confident it'll make it to the end. Just the communication that these teams are able to have just blows my mind. Yes, they have that in NASCAR too, you know, whatever for you NASCAR freaks, but just the ability to be able to talk directly to an engineer. Yep, we're working on it. We're looking at that. You got other people checking things out. It's just, I don't know. Just another example of like how cool it is and how key communication with your team can be in F1. You know what I mean? Towards the end, then they were like, they updated them. They're like, we still think this is the right strategy. And or something, and he was, you know, keep going, and he was like, yeah, I'm happy to hear that, or mm-hmm. something like that.
So. I love that point. I'm glad you said it. I have two kind of like things to branch off with. One, I think it was at that where the engineers were asking how Oscar felt about the tires. One of the commentators said, I don't know why he's asking that. They have all the data in front of them that shows them like this is the tire to be on and this is good. And I'm like, oh, what?
Data will never tell
like,
you.
Like, yeah, you have the data that says that the tire should be good, but if the driver says it's not good, then like you should trust your driver.
100%.
It's like there's no what way the you F? Can't have a two, you can't like you need that two-way communication.
Yes.
I was like, that's crazy that you
that
just said
crazy.
That.
That is crazy.
I feel like I could be wrong. So
the
I don't
team's not in the car
blast.
Feeling the car real time.
Yeah,
they have the data real time.
It might have been Nico Rosberg who said that, and I was like, "That's crazy that you just said that." A former
Rubbish.
Champion. It's
Rubbish.
Insane. My second point to branch off of. I recently saw a video.
I hope it wasn't Nico. That is there, insane. That's a great point.
Yeah,
former champion.
Yeah,
that.
It's
yeah,
crazy. And this was around. This was around the time that Nico was driving, I think. But there was a time. This was, I think, right around radios got really good. There was a time that engineers couldn't help out the drivers like that. I saw a clip. No, this was way more recent than that. Okay. Way more recent. Like I think like in the
mid 2000s.
In the
2010s. Oh, in the 2010s even. Whoa.
I think so. Like so, Hamilton was asking. He's like, "Hey, this thing's happening. What can I do?" And they were giving him very basic information about the race. Right. And he's like, "Okay, but I'm still having this issue. What can I do?" And the engineer literally said, "He's like, I unfortunately can't tell you." I can't help you.
So there was rules and regulations.
Yes.
I didn't
know that.
It lasted
like a year, I think, because everyone realized how stupid it was.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
I didn't even know that.
Because
I'm going to have to look that up
now. I'm pretty sure it was just like the driver should be able to drive their own race.
For sure.
The engineer should be there to just maybe give them info of stuff around them, but they shouldn't be able to help them with the race or like tell them how to fix things. Hamilton was like, I'm having this issue. What setting do I do? And they were just like, and he'd be like, I'm just going to press every single button I have here to fix this issue, the only thing Bono could say was, "We don't recommend that."
We don't recommend
yeah.
that.
He was like,
That's
"What do
crazy.
I do then? What do I do?" He's like, "I can't give you that information, Lewis. You know I can't." Yeah. So
Holy
there was
crap.
A time
I'm hopping
when
on
they
YouTube
would not be. Isn't that
sure.
insane?
That's crazy. Actually.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think it only lasted a year. Everyone realized how stupid it was, and then they were back to normal.
So dumb. Yeah. That's so dumb. Wow. Okay.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until I think I saw a TikTok this weekend, and I was like, "That's insane."
Gosh. Quick thoughts. I don't really have one. Other than heal up, Mike, and we'll see you next week. Maybe.
I guess the only I want to make this a quick thought.
We don't do anything quick here.
Do you think it was a bit too? Do we think we were a bit too safe this weekend with the big delay and then the rolling start? A Spa has created, I think, the most deaths, I think, unfortunately.
So that part, right?
Yeah.
Eau Rouge or whatever.
Eau Rouge, yeah, at the very top, yeah.
And some of those videos are just so crazy. How fast that can change at the top of that hill.
It's simply like you're going so fast up the hill, and then the runoff is just, there's just not enough of it.
So if I'm a fan, which I am, I'm Tyler, fan.
Hi, Tyler.
Actually, I'm Smelty on the pod. Oh, my God. I just gave away my name.
Bleep that out.
You got to bleep it. I'm beep. Anyway, what was I going with that? Oh, as a fan, they were too safe. If I was FIA, they did exactly what they were supposed to do to keep the drivers safe.
Yeah. Drivers went out during their like exploration laps behind the safety car. We could hear even PSU's like, yeah, it's really wet in these places. Yeah, like, still standing water.
For sure.
I wish they probably would have ended like maybe a little, or they started a little bit earlier. And then if they got the cars on track a little earlier, they could have cleared that water, I think, the same. So I think they were maybe a tiny bit too cautious on the delay, but probably fair in this in the rolling start, I think.
We're gonna lose fans right here. But so NASCAR gets, you know, pickup trucks blowers fans out there. Oh, okay. They do that. I feel like I never see that for F1 races.
You definitely don't see it. I mean, because they're not just gonna
like Sky Sports isn't just gonna be like, wow, look at that tractor. Here we go. We're seeing the tractor hit the corner right here at 2 miles an hour.
There was not a lot going on, so we definitely got visual of the tractor blowing water. Yep. God, we definitely saw that.
I must have missed that somehow. God. All right. Well, mute point.
Yep. I don't think it's as good as the NASCAR ones. First of all, the track is long.
It would take forever. You'd have to have them stationed at different points.
You need a couple
on the outside
of
the track, which we all know that some tracks just don't have that option.
Yep.
You know, when there's an accident, I'm trying to think of, it's not Monaco. Is it Monaco? I can't remember.
For what?
When there's an accident, it just takes so long to clear it because
Monaco, if there's an accident, they're almost 100% craning it off of the track because they can't just, like, you know, pull it off.
Right, but they got, like, I don't think it is Monaco, but there's another one where it's, like, they don't have all that available. So it just takes forever to get the car off the track.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have a tractor with a dryer ready at that.
Jetta, maybe. I think it takes a little bit of time.
Okay. Either way. Sorry, rambling. Kev, we're going to head to just our quick little section of news, and then we'll move right into our Hungaroring preview. Really, the only quote-unquote news that I have right now is that Helmut came out and said that that's just my pet nickname for him. Pet nickname, yep, we're going to stick with it. That because Verstappen, I think it was even the sprint race that did it before the GP even started, but that Verstappen is to stay at Red Bull because he will not be fourth or lower in the WDC after Hungary or heading into the summer break, which was one of the exit clause stipulations in Max's or Red Bull deal, which is good through 2028. So,
interesting.
Yeah. I'm not sure if the sprint win fully did it. I know it was a factor. I think it could have, though. I can't remember. But, yep. So, Max is staying at Red Bull for 2026, according to Helmut. Oh, well.
My quick take on it, I think that's just cope for why he's not going anywhere. Like, people are like, he's definitely going, and it's like, oh, no, he can't because of the clauses. Like, no, he was never going. I'm still standing behind the fact he was never going anywhere.
No, dude, no.
There's no way.
Does he retire at Red Bull?
I personally think he will retire at Red Bull, yes.
I mean, right now, arguably, interesting. Is he the greatest Red Bull driver to this point?
Ooh.
Do you put him above a young, like dominant Sebastian Vettel?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think so.
Barely.
I wasn't around to watch Vettel, though.
So. I know. Well, I watched him at Ferrari. Yes. But
I watched him when he was not doing very well.
Right. Yeah, the only other thing I wanted, that's not even news. I guess this would have been a quick thought. Shoot. Anyway. Oh, no, we already talked about it. The two Cadillac drivers, who we think they might be. And
Yeah. I definitely think Bottas will probably be
one of
them.
And there's a lot of rumors out there that it's Bottas and Sergio. A lot of rumors about it. So, we'll see.
And I think they're probably correct. Probably.
And then do you think they just pick like a rookie as a reserve? Be like, hey, you want to be a reserve at F1? Well, okay.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Cool. Well, we figured that out. Let's go right into our Hungaroring preview.
All All right, I'm here to bring you up to speed for the Formula One Lenovo Hungarian Grand Prix 2025. Per usual, usually I give a fun fact. I think this time around I'm just going to give you weather updates for the weekend coming up. The chance of rain for the race is sitting at about 60%. We are going to get rain the night before the race, and then during the hours of the race, I think we're sitting at around 30%. So the chance we might see a little bit of wet race, chance we might not.
Interesting.
Kind of see when we get there.
Interesting. What did you say the temperature?
I did not say the temperature. No, I should have, though. I'll that next time.
I got you.
Yeah, if you want to do that really quick, and then we'll jump into the recap of last year.
The recap. Let me see. Yeah, that's what you said, right?
And Hungaro ring.
That's how they talk there.
Yeah, totally.
Let me see here. Stand by. AccuWeather's just being slow. That's just the first one I clicked on. So if I'm wrong, sorry. So don't base it on this. 76 degrees. Is this Fahrenheit or what? I'm assuming probably it is. Fahrenheit, it's probably ought to be Fahrenheit.
I think if it was Celsius, it would be
a lot lower. Yeah, right. good point.
Right. All right. Let's jump into last year's race. Lights out in the McLaren's led Verstappen to the first turn, where we go three wide through the corner. Piastri in the middle of the other two, taking the lead of the race. Max having to go super wide off the track and rejoining ahead of both Lando and Hamilton, who had found some space to overtake Lando after the first corner. Piastri starts pulling away after the next few corners. Meanwhile, Lando fights for the third position back and jumps on the radio to claiming that Max needs to give the position back. Max jumps on his radio to state that he was ahead of the apex and the position is his. Max keeps it for the time being. Lap 4, the move between Max and Lando is finally under investigation. GP suggests that Max give the position back. After vocalizing his displeasure on the radio, he does slow down right after T1, naturally, and gives second position back to the McLaren of Lando. The current order on lap 4 is Piastri, Lando to Max. This will be important later. Lap 35, half race distance. Pit stop strategy has put Hamilton in third from an undercut, and overall better pit than Max, who is right behind him at the start of this lap. He gets close, but defends Max at the start of T1. Hamilton locks up before getting through the turn, and Max gets the advantage and starts getting alongside down the hill. With a better entrance into the turn and the help of DRS, Max sweeps on the outside and gets ahead of Hamilton, taking back third position. However, his move keeps him too wide when with too much speed, he runs off track, having to slow it down and get back before hitting the grass, giving Hamilton P3 back. 41, both Hamilton and Leclerc take their second pit from the undercut on Max, who once again vocalizes his displeasure with the strategy. Similarly, lap 37, Lando pits before Piastri to cover Hamilton. Next lap, Piastri's in the pits, his teammate passing him on track, inadvertently undercutting Piastri. Before Verstappen pits for his last lap, the order is now Verstappen to Norris to Piastri to Hamilton. Same lap, Lando gets a team order to swap positions back at his convenience. No reply to that order right away as Oscar has a moment in the final corners, touching gravel and spewing it on track. 50, Max makes his final pit stop. Four laps later, GP makes a comment about how Max is introducing the new tires to the track. Just makes a little snide comment about, oh, so that's how you introduce it, right? Max verbally abuses him on the Red Bull strategy and how they have ruined his race. Lap 55, Lando's engineer asks him to start saving tires so they can let Oscar through, who is just under 4 seconds behind. Lando replies with how they shouldn't have boxed him differently if they wanted position swapped. He is met back with a doesn't matter, and Lando retorts with, I mean it does. Two laps later, and Max takes fourth position from Leclerc, cutting back to the McLaren's Lando. Lando's engineer gives him info on his tires, where he needs to save, where Piastri is, and that I know you will do the right thing. Lap 63, we get some carnage as Max with DRS runs up the starting straight towards Hamilton, puts it on the inside and has a massive lockup, running his back wheel into Hamilton's front right. Max's rear end gets sent into the air and he slams back down to the ground, rejoining the track behind Leclerc in fifth. Max is on the radio stating how Hamilton turned into him, and GP responds snarkily, I'm not even going to get into a radio fight with the other teams, Max. We will let the stewards do their thing. It's childish on the radio. Lap 68, we hear from Lando's engineer Will Joseph one more time. The way to win a championship is not by yourself. It's with the team. You're going to need Oscar, and you're going to need the team. With three laps left, Lando lets Oscar catch up and fly by, taking it all for his first win in F1. Our final is Piastri to Norris, Hamilton to Leclerc, Verstappen to Sainz, Perez to Russell, Tsunoda to Stroll. Dang. I remember this race so vividly because it was like the papaya rules and the argument between Lando and his engineer and Oscar just not knowing what's going on, and then the fight between Max and his engineer, literally a domestic dispute between them, verbally abusing his excellent use of words. Crazy. I remember this race not because it was a good race, but because it was just like a
drama,
almost uncomfortable race.
Like the second half of the race was so drama filled.
Yep.
I got to touch on the McLaren thing because that bugged me. It bugged me because I am kind of siding with Lando on that. Why did you box me then if you wanted that?
Yeah.
Why do I need to slow down to give the place back when I was just listening to you guys to tell me to box and that's what I did? You know what I mean? That really irked me, and I remember it irking me, and I've made it well known I'm not a McLaren fan. Boom! There goes Max being an idiot. That's totally on Max. I don't know what he's talking about.
I think he's just completely upset. You know, he's just like tunnel in his vision. Own head probably.
He was in tunnel vision at that point. Angry. He was like, I'm going to make this corner.
He was driving angry.
Yeah. And you didn't. So, we're just replaying it up here. My bad. There it is again. Dude, just full lock.
Full lock. Yeah, complete
dude,
full
lock. He really
lock.
Got air.
Yeah, he turned into me. No, he didn't, Max.
No, Max, he did not. He turned because that's where the turn was,
yeah,
dog.
Hamilton,
you were flying
on this radio,
right through.
Hamilton was like, I didn't turn into him. And then his radio was like, his engineer, Bono was like, yeah, you know, Max had no control in his car. It's on him.
Yeah. I might need to actually go screenshot that right from that camera angle where you see Max's car just way up in there. I love that view. That's funny. Yeah. You don't see that very often in F1.
Kind of talking about what you're just saying, I think normally I would agree with you, but it was made incredibly clear. And I'm glad they don't do this anymore because obviously it made more problems than it solved anything. Their rules was if you're ahead after turn one, that's the order
that
we finish the race.
That was the rules, that they were doing.
He was told that that's the way. It's probably not fair, but it's what they decided on.
But what he said, though, I will still stand on that. Like, I totally... I get where you're coming from. Like,
he's right.
Why would you box me?
It was
me?
Bad strategy for McLaren. I completely agree with you. It's just they had team orders from before the race even began,
and that's if that's what it is. That's what it is, man. That's what you got to do. And like they stated too, like his engineer stated, like if you want to win a championship, you need the team. You need Oscar, which is totally true. Mm-hmm. As we saw with, I don't know. Did Lewis need Bottas? Did Verstappen arguably needed Sergio to win that champion, that one championship that we just won't talk about because that's, you know, whatever. Let's see. What else happened that race? Yeah, okay, so we touched on the Lando thing and then, the Max thing and verbally abusing his engineer. I love that. Yeah, okay, well... Shaping up for another crazy race with the potential of rain. That's the tough part.
Hopefully crazy. It'd be fun to see.
I also see 60% chance still at this current moment.
Okay.
And it is Wednesday right now. So yeah.
I was reading that that's like a low prediction at the moment, so it might change. But
and I know for our weather here locally, you can't trust anything past 24 hours right now.
Pretty much.
If even same day. So yeah. You have Mike's predictions.
I do.
I vote if I'm still leading, I guess I should go first.
Let me see where we're at.
I don't even know if I'm going to trust you here. Let me just see. Give me the right numbers. I am still leading. Wow. I thought I had a bad week. Did I have a bad week?
You did.
Compared to you guys, I did. Yeah. And it's only because I picked Lando to win instead of Oscar.
Yep. Pretty much.
What a fool. Who? What,
stupid,
wait, wait.
Stupid. Stupid.
Stupid. Which one of you was debating on Charles? Was that you or Mike? I know one of you was debating hard.
It might have
Charles
been Mike
in.
Then. Oh, that doesn't sound like Mike, though.
I know, but I thought one of you. I was debating on
Max instead of George.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know if I even consider Charles, to be honest.
Well, so it wasn't you. Mm. All right. Let me see here. So if I'm finally
ahead of Mike.
You are finally ahead of Mike? Yeah, points
place.
Update. Yeah, points update. Smelty's at 35. Joe's up to 33. Mike's at 32. It is a close race
it's
right
close,
now.
Close, yeah. Halfway through the season.
So if somebody gets a six right now, that could literally change the standings. So that's kind of fun. I should have thought about this, huh?
I didn't really think about it either.
Hungaroring. I like racing this track.
I don't love it.
You don't love it?
No, not
okay.
Really.
Okay. Ooh, golly. Jeez. I really don't want to go right now. I don't know. God, Oscar just... Okay, Lando.
Okay.
Might as well do Oscar.
Okay.
Max Verstappen.
You took my...
Yeah, I don't know.
You took my exact
podium. I do think Charles... I think we're going to see Charles floating with a lot of podiums in the second half of the season. It's just a vibe I get, even though allegedly 007, right? But, you know, I don't... We should start using that. That sounds good. What do you got, Joe?
Oh, man. You had my
don't do it.
Podium.
Don't change your podium up for the sake of viewership. Do what you actually want.
No. I wouldn't. Viewership is, no. It's that
we have a lot of viewers.
I
want to
be different
happy,
than you, so I have an opportunity to get more points, and then but you have an opportunity to get more points than me, too. But I think I'm safe at least going Oscar and then Lando, and then...
Should be 2 points automatic.
I'm trying to decide if I want to put Max or if I want to put someone else. You think Charles might get up there?
The only reason I didn't consider George...
George
is because they're just not again since that win, it just hasn't been the same, you know. And it's kind of crappy weather. Mercedes is kind of a crappy weather car, but I didn't feel confident enough, which is crazy considering George has got me some points this year.
I'm gonna put Max.
All right, talk to Mata George.
Talk me out of George was never
he wasn't even considering
the conversation. Okay, let me go ahead and get to Mike's.
Please tell me he did something crazy.
Read it.
You didn't read it? Oh, sweet.
So he sent it to me on Discord and he spoilered it, so I couldn't see it until I click on it.
Ah, good idea.
So
here we go.
His predictions.
Nah, same as us.
No. Lando, Oscar, and Charles.
Lando, Oscar, and Charles. Okay. Lando, Oscar, and Charles. Okay, so there's some variety
so
here.
So we all had the potential of almost getting the top two at least, because I didn't want to do Lando and then Oscar, but like they are so like back and forth, like it, you know.
Well, and
so I have potential. I have potential of really losing some points this weekend, but
I mean us too, though.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
I mean that's everyone.
I think Max is a safe bet for this race.
Once again, we all have different podiums, though, so that's cool.
It is different. Gosh. Wow, Charles is really throwing me off. I can't stop looking at it. I don't know why. It's really throwing me off.
You know what's throwing me off?
Because now I'm like, damn, should I have done Charles?
You know what's throwing me off? Nico and Silverstone on that podium. It's weird seeing his name up there.
I know.
There it is. All
right. Yeah, it looks like a typo, right?
Nico on the Silverstone podium.
Like, what? Oh, my God. So we still have... Okay, Monza, Baku, Singapore, Kota, Mexico, Brazil, Vegas, Qatar, Abu Dhabi. God, I don't know what it is. I love the Qatar and Abu Dhabi tracks.
I do too.
And Jeddah. I don't know. I don't understand why. I don't know.
I like them
too. I love those tracks. But anyway, we're going to continue rambling. We should probably end it. Joe?
Schmaltzy. Anyway,
thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for not calling your mom right away to
no
get
problem.
Her to come pick you up.
She's been waiting for the last hour, so.
Well, we rambled, so we you did. Can tell her we it's rambled. Your fault.
I will. Yeah, it is my fault, but
tell
it was
her,
fun.
Tell her you were talking about Mick Schumacher again.
Yeah, honestly, you know, that's what threw us off. That's what threw us off.
That's what it is. Kev, obviously, behind the cameras, everything,
thanks,
getting
Kev.
It done. I'm Smelty.
I'm Joe.
This has been Fast Laps.
Yeah, you have
on
to do
Banner
your
with
spiel.
The boys.
Do your spiel.
Oh yeah, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the Banner, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or iHeartRadio. And we will actually indeed see you next week, right before summer break.
See you then.
Bye.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.